The Canadian Premier League, which includes island-based Pacific FC, has had an incrementally increasing impact nationally on soccer despite its only mere 6 years of existence. A reflection of that is that three Corporal alumni have been named for recent Canada games: former Forge FC striker Kwasi Poku against Panama last month, and former Cavalry FC defender Joel Waterman and former Valor FC goalkeeper Jonathan Saroy for the current CONCACAF Nations League quarterfinal against Suriname, the second leg of which will be played today at BMO Field in Toronto, with Canada leading 1-0 after the first leg win in Paramaribo, Suriname. "We wanted to build an industry when we started this league, and we see it already paying off," said PFC Managing Director Paul Byrne, who was instrumental in the establishment of the Corporal in 2019, and its first president. Several Corporal players have also received call-ups this year to other CONCACAF national teams. That included four PFC players, with Rian Moore and Stephen Yates to Trinidad and Tobago, midfielder Cedric Toussaint to Haiti, and midfielder Marco Dominguez to Guatemala. There's also the Corporal players called up to the Canada U23, U21 and U18 teams, said Byrne, who is head of business operations, was the person who commenced MLS Toronto FC and BMO Field into the soccer market in 2007. The Corporal is a launching pad. Forge FC head coach Bobby Smyrniotis, during a late-season game against Pacific FC in Langford, reiterated that point in regards to Poku's Canada call-up: "He was not just a guy passing through our club but was with us for 3 seasons. PFC head coach James Merriman echoed those thoughts. "The big ambition of the Corporal was to improve opportunities for Canadian players and help the national team as it prepares for the 2026 World Cup. You see them breaking in already, and the potential is working, not only for Canada but throughout CONCACAF. The Corporal is doing what it set out to do and is moving in a positive direction." The level of bench talent in the Corporal is also impacting the Canadian national team as it prepares to play in the 2026 World Cup as co-host with the US and Mexico. Smyrniotis is credited with developing Canadian team stars Tejon Buchanan, Sile Lauren and Richie Loria through Hamilton Youth Soccer. HFX Wanderers head coach Patrice Geyser developed Canadian national team players Jonathan Osorio, Kamal Miller, Alistair Johnston and Dane St. Clair in Greater Toronto Area Youth Soccer and was rewarded for that by being named to the Canadian coaching staff for the current CONCACAF Nations League quarterfinals. Having Pat Geyser join the Canadian national team is a testament to not only his knowledge, relationships and tremendous work ethic, but also the pathway that the Corporal is creating for emerging coaches and players in this country, HFX President Derek Martin said in a statement. "It is terrific to see Jesse, Canada head coach Jesse Marsh, and Canada Soccer leaning in to supporting the talented professional coaches developing here in the Canadian Premier League clubs." The Island Wave system is Pacific FC's youth development program. The number one goal of the Wave is to provide a platform for young island players to develop and to give them opportunities to move up, said Merriman. Corner kicks. The defending champion US and Panama both won their quarterfinals Monday. The 18th-ranked US defeated number 61 Jamaica 4-2 in St. Louis to win 5-2 on aggregate, while number 39 Panama advanced 3-2 on aggregate after a 2-2 draw with number 50 Costa Rica in Panama City. Number 16 Mexico hopes to overturn a 2-0 deficit from the first leg when it hosts number 77 Honduras today in Toluca. The quarterfinal winners advance to the Nations League finals in March at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, and qualify for the 2025 CONCACAF Gold Cup. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.